ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا.
O Messenger, have you not seen those who claim to believe in the book which has been revealed to you and in the books revealed before you, and yet desire to submit their disputes to the judgment of Taghut, the satanic authorities who decide independently of the law of Allah, whereas they had been asked to reject it, and Satan seeks to make them drift far away from the right way, whereas they had been asked to reject it. Taghut clearly signifies here a sovereign who judges things according to criteria other than the law of God. It also stands for a legal judicial system which acknowledges neither the sovereignty of God nor the paramount authority of the Book of God. This verse categorically proclaims that to refer disputes to the judgment of a court of law which is essentially Taghut contravenes the dictates of a believer's faith. In fact, true faith in God and His Book necessarily requires that a man should refuse to recognize the legitimacy of such courts. According to the Quran, belief in God necessitates repudiation of the authority of Taghut. To try to submit both to God and to Taghut at the same time is hypocrisy.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنكَ صُدُودًا.
When they are told, "Come to that which Allah has revealed, and come to the Messenger," you will notice the hypocrites turning away from you in aversion. You will notice the hypocrites turning away from you in aversion. This shows that the hypocrites were inclined to refer to the Prophet, peace be upon him, those cases in which they expected a favorable decision. When they feared an adverse judgment, they refused to refer to the Prophet, peace be upon him. This continues to be the practice of many hypocrites even now. Whenever they feel that Islamic law would further their interests, they turn to it. But when they feel it would militate against them, they refer their disputes to whichever legal system and courts of law, customs, and usages they anticipate most likely to give them a favorable decision.
فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا.
But what happens when some misfortune visits them because of their own misdeeds? Then they come to you swearing by Allah, saying, "We wanted nothing but to do good and to bring about conciliation between the two parties." Then they come to you swearing by Allah. This may mean that when Muslims become aware of their hypocritical activities and they feel afraid of being caught, censured, and eventually punished, the hypocrites resort to every stratagem, including oaths, in order to assure people that they are true believers.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَعِظْهُمْ وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا.
As for them, Allah knows what is in their hearts. Leave them alone, admonish them, and say to them penetrating words about themselves.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
And tell them that we never sent a messenger, but that he should be obeyed by the leave of Allah. If whenever they wronged themselves, they had come to you praying to Allah for forgiveness, and had the messenger prayed for their forgiveness, they would indeed have found Allah all forgiving, all compassionate. And tell them, we never sent a messenger, but that he should be obeyed by the leave of Allah. This is to impress upon us that prophets are not sent so that people may pay lip service to their prophethood and then obey whoever they wish. The purpose of sending prophets is that people should follow the laws of God as brought and expounded by them rather than laws devised by man, and that they should obey the commands of God as revealed to the prophets to the exclusion of the commands of others.
فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
But no, by your Lord, they cannot become true believers until they seek your arbitration in all matters on which they disagree among themselves, and then find not the least vexation in their hearts over what you have decided, and accept it in willing submission. The application of the injunction embodied in this verse is not confined to the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It will remain in force until the Day of Judgment. The guidance the Prophet, peace be upon him, proclaimed on God's behalf, and the manner in which he followed God's direction and inspiration, will forever remain the universal touchstone for Muslims. In fact, recognition of that guidance as the final authority is the criterion of true belief. This principle was pronounced by the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the following words. None of you can become a believer until his desires become subservient to what I have brought you, for instance, my teachings.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ اِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا.
Had we enjoined upon them, slay yourselves or leave your habitations, very few of them would have done it. Yet, if they had done as they were admonished, it would have been better for them and would have strengthened them. Very few of them would have done it. As these people are not prepared to endure even minor losses and inconveniences in order to follow the law of God, they can never be expected to make big sacrifices. If asked either to lay down their lives or to give up their homes and families for the sake of the truth, they would fly straight back to unbelief and disobedience. It would have been better for them and would have strengthened them. Had these people been able to free themselves of uncertainty, hesitation, and ambivalence, and to resolve firmly to follow and obey the Prophet, peace be upon him, their lives would have been spared the instability from which they suffer. Their way of thinking, their morals, and their practical dealings would all have found permanent and stable foundations, and they would have enjoyed the blessings granted only to those who follow the one straight path with firmness and resolution. For one who is subject to indecision and hesitation, who keeps changing from one direction to another in a state of uncertainty, life is a continuous exercise in futility.
وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Whereupon we would indeed grant them from us a mighty reward.
وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
And guide them to a straight way. By giving up uncertainty and deciding with complete faith and conviction to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, the straight path, their endeavors would have opened up before them. They would have been able to perceive clearly the channels into which their energy should be directed, so that each step they took would be a step towards the true goal.
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
And he who obeys Allah and the Messenger, they shall be with those whom Allah has favored, the prophets, those steadfast in truthfulness, the martyrs, and the righteous. How excellent will they be for companions, the martyrs and the righteous. Siddiq denotes someone who is utterly honest, someone whose devotion to truth has reached a very high point. Such a person is always upright and straightforward in his dealings. He supports nothing but right and justice and does so with sincerity. He opposes whatever is contrary to truth and does not waver in his opposition to falsehood. His life is so unblemished and selfless that even enemies, let alone friends, expect of him unadulterated probity and justice. The term shaheed, shuhada, means witness. It signifies one who attests to the truth of his faith with his whole life. He who lays down his life fighting for God is called a shaheed because by this sacrifice he confirms that his confession of faith was backed by a deep, genuine conviction of its truth and that he valued it above his own life. The term shaheed is also applied to those outstandingly honest people who are so trustworthy that their testimony on any matter is accepted without hesitation. Saleh denotes one whose belief and thinking, motives and intentions, words and deeds are based on righteousness. In short, he is a person whose life as a whole is oriented to righteousness. How excellent will they be for companions? He who enjoys in this world the company of the kind of people mentioned in this verse, and whom God judges worthy of the same company in the hereafter, is fortunate. The fact is that unless a man's natural sensitivity has atrophied, the companionship of corrupt and wicked people is a painful punishment even in this transient world, let alone that one should be subjected to the perpetual companionship of such people in the abiding life of the hereafter. Good people have always longed for the company of like people, both in this world and the next.
ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا.
That is a bounty from Allah, and Allah suffices to know the truth.